I'm a Markheim, a sort of angel. Markheims are the black ops. We do things other angels can't or won't. The fix upstairs pulled me out of retirement for a mission down in this soggy town. But when it was done, I didn't go back. I had questions. Now I'm walking neutral in Seattle, half fallen, looking for the answers in what we angels call the show. But I gotta watch my back, because things can always get uglier.
Previously on Markheim.
Meat, you've been blessed.
Blessed? How you figure?
You got a dose of the holy fire in that hand. So long as it stays attached, you ain't never gonna die. I watch a huge, sopping, long-necked silhouette lurch toward me out of the lake. Its head bobs bizarrely at the end of its extended neck. A bloated white hand holds up a dripping piece of parchment to my face.
This.
I can't read the writing anymore, but I recognize it.
This.
It's a ticket. Mine, actually.
You pick a room and then I'll pick one.
You pick first, but it's gonna get cold.
That's cool. I got Black Francis. He likes to snuggle.
And what about me?
Find a blanket and sleep in another room. I'm serious, Didge. No bullshit or I'm outies.
And now, episode 11 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
This is the worst time of night.
What? Didge, what are you doing?
Dead quiet, waiting for the light to come.
Get back in your own room.
I haven't slept in weeks, Liv. My hand burns all the time. Sure, it feels beautiful. Sure, it means I'll live forever. But what does it matter if I can't get any rest? I'm so lonely.
I thought you had a girlfriend. What's her name?
Veronica.
Yeah, Veronica. Why aren't you shacking up with her?
She goes away sometimes.
Okay.
I need touch.
Didge, get off of me! I mean it!
Just a hug or something.
Unless you want to hug this!
You're threatening me with a knife?
No, I'm warning you with a knife!
Give me a hug!
Damn it, Didge, if I didn't take shit from my stepdad, I'm not gonna take it from you!
I just want a hug. Come here.
I warned you, you asshole! What the? You're not even bleeding!
Sorry, Liv. It just feels like you're jabbing delicious light into me. Here, I can put some light inside you, too.
Didge, no! I said no!
Here, see? This is what the light feels like.
No!
Get your damn dog off of me! He's biting my hand off!
There! Still feel like light?
Olive, don't stab me anymore. It hurts. I can feel it now.
Oh, my God. There's so much blood.
Oh, God. It hurts, Liv.
You hurt me. Did you hurt me first?
Veronica!
She ain't here, Didge. Shit! Black Francis, get back here!
He's got my hand inside of him!
Shit!
Oh, God, it hurts.
I'm sorry. You shouldn't have done that to me.
You're right. I had too much light. I couldn't see you anymore.
I'm gonna go call 911.
No, Liv. Stay with me. I can't see, Liv. I can't see anything.
Didge, why did you do it?
It wasn't me. It was the light.
It was you, Didge.
Liv, don't leave. Stay with me. I'm dying.
I gotta go find my dog.
Liv.
What?
Do me a favor.
Don't tell me what to do.
Stay away. From Stank.
This is the best time of day. Living quiet, waiting for the light to come. And just because some impossibly long-necked, half-drowned water giant shambled up out of Green Lake, not my problem. I don't care if it was carrying my ticket back up to the fix. I'm not responsible for the weirdness of the world. Any more than I am for its beauty. This inhabiting vastness of these evergreens soaring into the blue. What was the old AWOL anagram up to? Why make the show so beautiful? Am I supposed to believe the meat sees it? What's he up to? Is this part of his grand clockwork? And what's that got to do with the possible coup clockwork I've been trying to run down since I got here? The one with fixed fingerprints all over it. Best guess, nothing. That's what all this beauty adds up to. Just another of the anagram's most vicious tricks, because sure as shitting, somewhere in this moment, in the midst of all this useless beauty, horrible things are happening. Hello, Smiley.
You should move.
Why?
Some shit's come down.
I knew it. Care to elaborate?
Your little girlfriend killed her superhero boyfriend. Stabbed him 6 times in the back.
Wait, Liv? Didge?
Yeah.
This ain't good.
Nope.
I should move.
That's what I said.
Do you know where Liv is?
If she ain't in juvie lockup, she will be soon.
Juvie? She can't go to juvie.
Well, she killed someone, Markheim. What'd you expect?
Someone got to my first flip in juvie and he hung himself.
You're not making sense again.
Touch me.
What?
Touch me and picture juvie in your mind. Do it. I see the target through Smiley's eyes for the briefest flash.
Ah! Oh, crap! Markheim!
And then I'm spiriting on an ethereal flow, sickening whiff of the fix as I go, zeroing in on the lockup Smiley's mind has shown me.
Whoa, where'd you come from?
I'm here for the girl called Liv. They say she stabbed a juggalo kid.
Yeah? You her lawyer?
No, friend.
No friends, just lawyers. Try back in a few days.
I'll do that. Don't trouble yourself.
What?
Don't trouble yourself. Don't let me in to see her just because I'm her friend and her only hope.
Why are you...
glowing?
Yeah.
I don't glow. So just ignore me and don't walk me back to see her. And oh, make sure you tell someone later about what's happening now.
I would never do that.
You should. You should think only of your job from now on and not every human being you meet doing it.
I need to see them more, don't I?
Never.
Thank you.
The glow jailer takes me to Liv's holding cell. She wasn't alone. Someone sat next to her on a bed, a woman, with her arm around Liv, comforting her. Don't stop on my account.
Don't glow a glower, Markheim.
Veronica?
Shh. Don't worry. I'll handle this.
You're the soother.
That's right. It's okay. So, the Seattle Markheims meet. It's all gonna be okay, brother.
Yes, yes, by all means, keep trying to glow me. I said, keep trying.
I give if you give.
You need to leave this girl alone and never speak to her again.
But Mark, this is Digi's friend, Veronica. She's helping me sort it all out.
She's not your friend, Liv. She's part of the clockwork.
What?
You're part of the clockwork too, talker. Or hadn't you figured that?
I may have been once, but I didn't know it, and I didn't want it. And I'm out now, walking neutral.
Neutral? Look, I'm not gonna stop doing my job with this girl. They're holding my ticket.
I said walk away while you can.
Back up, talker. We've already established that we're evenly matched when it comes to glow.
I've been back in the show for a while now, soother, and I've learned a few new things.
Yeah?
Yeah, like this trick Sar Samael taught me.
Sam?
Want to learn it?
No.
Then how about just a kiss?
What?
What happened?
She was an angel like me, but a soother.
Soother?
Yeah. I had to smoke her to the crisp.
The crisp?
Hell.
Uh-huh.
What's that in your hand?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. She came in, put her arm around me, and I just started braiding this noose. It made me feel better.
You can't stay here. You have to run. Far. Seattle may never be safe for you again.
What about Black Francis? He bit Digi's hand off, then ran away.
That's not good.
I have to find him.
I'll find him. You have to go.
What, am I just supposed to walk right out of juvie?
Yes. I'll walk with you, and I'll do the talking. I got Liv on a sounder to Everett. From there, she promised me she'd catch a bus to B.C. It was the best I could do. I had to find that damn dog. But what if I did find him? What was I going to do, smoke him to the crisp like I did the soother? Could I even do that to a dog with the holy immortal fire in his belly? I find Smiley.
Police scanners are picking up reports of a vicious pit bull making its way north along Lake Washington, from Leschi to the Arboretum.
I tell him to picture the Arboretum in his mind.
Oh no, Markheim, I'm not falling for that shit again. You keep your hands off me and catch the bus.
Evening was falling when I got off the bus, the trees clumping into masses of black, and then I heard it. That's Black Francis, all right, but just barely. Digi's glowing hand is scorching him from the inside. I run in the sound's direction.
west, seemingly straight up the back of Capitol Hill. Stairs made of rough, tarred timber and dirt through a wild tract of forest in the heart of the city. Then I'm up among houses again. Old houses, big and rich. The howling's farther on. I come to a walled graveyard. The meat and their monuments. Shit! Sam's pack. The hounds of hell. How can I save Black Francis now? Gotta catch my breath and think. They've caught a fresh scent. Something near me. No, not near me. Me! Graves flash past me. I doubt these hellhounds recognize the neutrality I've brokered with their master. Fence up ahead of me. And I'm over it. Out of the graveyard and into some kind of park, leaving the howls behind. Trees arch over me. There's a large building to my left, a giant black donut to my right. I see a round tower ahead. On the roof, at least three shining angels, domination, standing watch. Can they see me?
The answer is yes, Markheim. We can see you.
Archangel Raguel, the doms are his.
It's no use, Markheim. You have nowhere to go but up.
I can't spirit away, not with so many angels in the air, and it's pointless to run. I'd never lose them. This is it. End of the road.
Would you three dominations be kind enough to spirit down and collect our Markheim?
Of course, Sir Raguel.
Beyond the black donut, the black waters of the reservoirs sparkle. That's one place they wouldn't follow me. Screw it.
What's he doing?
What am I doing?
He's running for that light.
Where do you think you're going, Markheim? There's nothing but water in there.
I know it.
What are you going to do, swim? You think you're meat?
It's over, Markheim.
I jump in.
Are you insane?
It's gone boring.
He's lost it.
It's horrible. I'm flailing in utter bottomless darkness. Don't panic. It's just a reservoir. It's not like the ocean or even a lake. It's fine. Dead neutral sanctuary. It's your terror. Nothing more. Yeah. Just your own fear filling it. The doms fear it more than you. I tread the black water. Sam's always saying things can always get uglier, but maybe there's an end to it. Maybe even the ugliness has to stop or at least bottom out. Shit, where's the soother when I need her? Smoked down to hell by your own lips. Shut up. Yeah, that's right. Tell me what to do. Glow yourself. No. Stay in control. Keep treading. There's nothing beneath me. Just blackness, blankness. No, it's a reservoir. It has a bottom. Yeah. I'm safe here, treading it until something else happens. Can you? And then something else happens. Something grabs my leg.
Don't miss the next episode of Markheim. You're listening to Sandbox Radio. Catch up on past episodes in iTunes or Stitcher. For more information on upcoming live shows and to access our podcast archive, visit us online at sandboxradio.org. The Food of Love was recorded in front of a live audience at ACT Theater in Seattle on January 13, 2014. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart, and this podcast was mixed by Dave Pascal. Our sound tech was Max Langley, and our stage managers were Susie Butler and Colleen Nielsen. Support Sandbox Radio with a tax-deductible donation online at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.